The Notorious LMG Podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast. If you're new to this podcast, please don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you're already a frequent listener, just keep on listening and enjoying. Today's podcast follows a beauty and a beast and the various characters surrounding them. That's right, folks. Today's podcast is based on the classic 1991 film, The Beauty and the Beast. We will have the characters be our guest on this podcast. I will be interviewing them and getting their insights on all the drama that has happened. Hi, Mrs. Potts. Hi, Chip.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Mrs. Potts.
Chip, say hello, dear.
Hello.
So, let's jump right into this interview. Mrs. Potts, when Belle arrived at the castle, you kind of took her under your wing. Tell us why you took care of a complete stranger.
At the time, the Beast was angry and short-tempered. I knew that the Beast would take all of his anger out on the poor dear. So I was determined to make her feel safe and loved.
Wow, you are very selfless, Mrs. Potts. Chip, what is one of your favorite things about Belle?
One of my favorite things about Belle is that she is very gentle and caring. I feel like she is my older sister.
Aw, isn't that so sweet? So, Mrs. Potts, can you tell our listeners what your job was before you were cursed by the Enchantress?
Sure, dear. Well, before the curse, I was the head housekeeper. In fact, I was the Beast's most reliable housekeeper. And Chip here worked with me in the kitchen.
I have been dying to know something, Chip. How'd you get that chip in your teacup?
Well, before the curse, I was a cute little boy and accidentally chipped my tooth. So, when the Enchantress cursed us, I had a chip in my cup. So, yeah.
That makes so much more sense now. Thank you so much, Mrs. Potts and Chip, for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me, dear.
The next guest on our podcast is Cogsworth, a responsible clock who keeps everything organized and on time. Please welcome Cogsworth to the podcast. Hello, Cogsworth.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, Cogsworth, I've been told that you know everything that there is to know about the Beast Castle.
Actually, I do indeed. The castle has a beautiful Rococo design. The castle's architecture is an example of a Baroque period. Like I always say, if it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
You do indeed know the castle. So, Cogsworth, I have a question.
Yes?
When Maurice sought out shelter in the castle, Lumiere and Mrs. Potts let him in right away. Tell us why you were skeptical.
You are supposed to say, please.
Pardon me. Please tell us why you were skeptical.
I was skeptical because I knew the Beast's rule. We were not permitted to have anyone in the castle. He was trusting me to keep things running. I really did feel bad for the guy, but we kept doing things to please him that we were not supposed to do. Serve him tea, sit in the master's chair, pet the pooch. I mean, they were giving trouble their address.
Yeah, that is something important to take into consideration. Thank you so much, Cogsworth, for coming on my podcast.
No. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Please wait 1 minute to hear a word from our sponsors. That's the sound of buttery, delicious popcorn. Don't sit there. Pop Secret. This commercial is actually not sponsored by Pop Secret, but anyways, keep on eating their popcorn. It's good. Now, back to our podcast. The two guests on our podcast are a duo. Please welcome Gaston and LeFou. Hello, you two.
Hello, madame.
Hi, is there anyone you know who would take my hand in marriage?
You really want to do this right now? Because we're not. Anyway, let's jump into this podcast. So, Gaston, tell me why you wanted to marry Belle.
Don't I deserve the best? Don't I deserve a well-dressed woman? Belle was the prettiest girl in the village.
I guess you do. Well, I came to an understanding that you would do anything to have Belle as your bride.
You're absolutely right. It's because I deserve it.
Remind us what your plan was.
My plan was to blackmail Belle. I threatened to send her father to an insane asylum if she didn't marry me.
How horrible of you to do something like that.
I know, right?
My next question is for LeFou. So, LeFou, what would you say is your friendship with Gaston?
I would say it's a love-hate friendship.
Can you expand a bit more?
Certainly. At different times, I look up to Gaston. Like when he lets me hear his plan and execute it. But sometimes, he throws me in mud and shoves my head up a tuba.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Hey, I'm a hunter, so I get hungry. Can you go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich?
Excuse me? I do not tolerate that behavior on this podcast. Women are smart, and I can do much more than make you a sandwich.
Listen, it's not right for a woman to read. Soon, she gets to getting ideas and thinking.
Do you think that is right, LeFou?
I'm not trying to get my head stuffed in a tuba again, so no comment.
Okay, thank you so much, Gaston and LeFou, for coming on this podcast. I really appreciate it. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome Lumiere to the podcast. Hi, Lumiere.
Hello, Mademoiselle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, my first question is, why were you so determined to make Belle and the Beast fall in love?
I knew they were right for each other. I knew that Belle was a kind and sweet girl and the Beast could fall in love with. The only problem was that he was running out of time before the curse would make him a beast permanently. And Mademoiselle, that beast doesn't fall in love with easily, that's for sure.
Lumiere, I've heard that you are very wise. Care to share some wisdom with us?
Certainly. The one I like best is, you don't have time to be timid. You must be bold, daring.
Wow, that is so true. Anything else you want to say? Thank you so much, Lumiere, for coming on this podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mademoiselle.
Don't go anywhere. Please wait 1 minute to hear a word from our sponsors.
Do you know what some folks' idea of a $5 deal is?
A sub sandwich.
That's one.
A junior meal.
That's another one. My idea of a $5 deal is a meal, honey. Two pieces of my world-famous Popeye's Bonafide Chicken, your choice of two of my signature sides, and a biscuit for $5. Now that is a $5 meal. This podcast is not actually sponsored by Popeye's, but keep eating that chicken. It's good.
My parents always try to make me a fancy breakfast.
French toast, pancakes, eggs, but all I really want is Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
I can have a different flavor every day. Strawberry, cinnamon, sprinkles, and even chocolate.
Now that's all the breakfast variety that I need in my life.
It's a delicious surprise that even toasters are awaiting.
Now back to our podcast. The next guest on our podcast is Maurice. Hi, Maurice. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Let's jump into this. So remember when the Beast took you as his prisoner?
Yes, it was terrifying.
When Belle came to rescue you, what was going through your mind?
I came to this realization of just how great my daughter is.
How powerful that must have been. And when she sacrificed herself for you to be free, what were you thinking?
I was sad because I'm an adult. I'm the one who's supposed to allow her to live her life. I was the one who's supposed to sacrifice myself. The love I have for my daughter is unmeasurable.
I can truly see that. Well, Maurice, I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Thank you.
I have saved the best guest for last. Please welcome Beauty and the Beast. Hi, Belle. Hi, Beast.
How nice is it to make your acquaintance?
Hello.
So, Beast, since the curse is broken, you're not a beast anymore.
No.
So, I have been dying to know, what is your real name?
My name is Prince Adam.
Really? I'm going to call you Prince Adam from now on. Belle, I was just talking to your father about how you sacrificed yourself to save him. Tell our listeners why you did that.
I did it because I knew my father wouldn't be able to survive. I love my father and didn't want anything to happen to him. Looking back at it now, if I hadn't taken my father's place, Adam would have remained a beast forever.
When Prince Adam was a beast, was it hard to love him?
His attitude was difficult, but beauty is found within.
How touching. I can really feel the connection. Prince Adam, before you learned how to love, how were you like?
I was selfish, rude, and disrespectful. I brought the curse I earned over the whole household.
Do you think the Enchantress turned you into a beast?
No. Cogsworth kept things running, so he turned into a clock. Lumiere was kind and had a vibrant personality. He turned into a candle. Mrs. Potts was warm and gentle. She turned into a teapot. I was selfish and had a beastly temper, so I just became the beast I already was.
Wow, I've never really looked at it like that. At the end of the day, you two love each other and have helped each other grow. Belle, what's a piece of advice you can give our listeners?
Once in a while, in the middle of an ordinary life, love gives us a fairy tale.
Thank you, Princess Belle and Prince Adam, for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Unfortunately, this concludes our podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe to LMG Podcast. Thanks for listening to A Tale as Old as Time and A Song as Old as Rhyme. Thank you, and see you next week.